I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
5:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The state immunization director talks about Utah's doses of the COVID-19 vaccine coming from the feds and getting them out to more people here. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, the Weber County Sheriff's Office says one of its CSI investigators has been booked into jail on charges of voyeurism and sexual exploitation of a minor. Investigator Mark Swain is now on administrative leave. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We're hearing from a couple of KSL traffic troopers of two crashes in the Utah County area. One westbound Pioneer Crossing at 1900 West. The other one is at Redwood Road near the Point of the Mountain. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A chance for some light snow tonight, then cloudy and warm and breezy tomorrow with a high of 47. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
35 degrees in Salt Lake City. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
President Biden holding his campaign promise to open K-8 schools within the first 100 days of his presidency. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki today saying the White House plans to have Congress approve the budget to make that happen.
One of the reasons that the funding for safe reopening, for getting schools the equipment, the testing, the ventilation in some cases that they need is because nobody wants to be having a conversation in May or June about why schools are not reopened.
New Secretary of State Antony Blinken greeted his staff today, saying he wants to bring a new transparency and openness to the State Department.
I believe it starts with rebuilding morale and trust. This is a priority for me because we need a strong department for the United States to be strong in the world.
Declines in the shares of big tech companies led the stock market to its biggest loss since October, the Dow losing 633 points today. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth bummer for jazz fans. Donovan Mitchell is out tonight against the Mavericks. He's being evaluated for a possible concussion. KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson is joining me live right now. Ben, what happened? There was no, like, highlight moment where he got bonked. I was looking for one this morning.
Yeah, there was a couple of moments where he got hit. He got hit late in the first half by Austin Rivers, a guard for the New York Knicks. But that kind of looked like it hit him more in the mouth area. He was clearly shaken up, but it wasn't sure if that's what caused the concussion. There was another play where he got kneed in the back of the head by a Knicks player. It's certainly possible it could have happened at that point. But, you know, he finished the game. There wasn't a clear before and after at any point in Donovan Mitchell's play that would indicate that he had suffered a concussion.
Okay, and so he wakes up this morning and he's experiencing symptoms, and they put him in what's called the concussion protocol. What is that, and how long does it last in the NBA?
Yeah, it kind of is going to be dependent on how he reacts to what they ask of him. And it is just a couple of basic cognitive tests to make sure that he's feeling better, that there's no risk of further concussion by rushing him out onto the floor too quickly. And so it's going to be totally up to him and the Jazz team doctors how quickly they feel it's safe that he can return to the floor. And for some guys, they miss one game and they're back the next night. Jazz are playing Friday against these same Dallas Mavericks who they'll face tonight. Sometimes it takes a week, so it's just going to have to be a wait and see for the Jazz and for Jazz fans.
Obviously, the Jazz will want to be patient. This is their superstar. But is there any idea when we could expect him back?
Yeah, not right now. Quinn Snyder just had his pregame availability as the Jazz are getting ready to play, coming up here at about 7 p.m. He just said, you know what, we don't have him tonight. He didn't indicate on any further issues. He said those are going to be better questions for the team doctors.
And so the win streak, what happens to that without Donovan Mitchell?
Well, they're not just without Donovan Mitchell tonight. Just came out. They're also going to be without backup center Derek Favors, who's one of their eight players as well. So they're going to have to dive a little deeper into some of the players they don't really use very often. I'd expect to see Mieone coming off the bench as Joe Ingles is going to be pushed into the starting lineup. Probably see Juwan Morgan, who was a rookie for the team last year, who's played very sparingly. So it's definitely going to be a question mark. Then again, the Dallas Mavericks haven't been all that healthy either. They get three new players back into their lineup, guys who have missed the last 8 and 9 games. But that's hard to do. They're coming out of COVID protocol and then having to play at 4,300 feet at altitude. It's going to be a difficult test for the Mavericks as well.
Yeah, had me worried about the Jazz, but as I think about the Mavericks, how good are they on a good day?
They're, They're in 10th place right now. They're 8-9 on the season. They've really struggled missing players due to the NBA's protocol with COVID-19. They've had some other injuries. They do have their best player and one of the league's best players, Luka Doncic. He's going to be out there and available tonight and has been with the team. He's averaging nearly a triple-double on the season, so he's really developed into one of the best players in the NBA, despite it only being his third season. But they're okay. They're not a great opponent. They're certainly not going to be the best opponent the Jazz have faced in this stretch.
Not the most ringing endorsement, but we appreciate the assessment. Jazz insider Ben Anderson, thanks so much for joining us. KSL News Time 5:49. We hope Donovan rests up and go Jazz tonight. Ricky, triple team traffic now. You're up.
Well, I am looking at a new crash. This is going to be on the ramp from northbound I-15, I think it's the 1300 South ramp. It's approximately 1,000 south in the area of I-15 between downtown and the I-80-201 junction. But you've got a car that is actually perpendicular to traffic, and you've got vehicles to the left and right. So traffic getting by single file on that ramp and doing so very cautiously and slowly. You're going to see some busy spots of traffic both directions of I-15 between the South Interchange and 90 South. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways look good. A crash, and this is in West Jordan, almost where we had one earlier this afternoon, 90 South at 1300 West. Michelle?
Well, we've got busy traffic. Redwood Road down in Utah County. We're going to have a crash over by the Camp Williams area. Seeing some more delays as you're headed into Saratoga Springs. Pioneer Crossing, also busy. This is leaving I-15, headed westbound with a crash in the mix there as well. Also, a couple more crashes up in Summit County, Highway 40 by the Mayflower area. Seeing those big delays as you're going west past Jordanelle Reservoir at this point. Also, SR-32, a crash 3 miles east of Highway 40. Steve?
And northbound I-15 rolling at normal speeds and KSL travel times right now. Downtown Salt Lake to Willard Bay, that's about 40 minutes. Still have a crash, though, on southbound I-15 on the 200 West Lagoon Drive on-ramp. That's on the right shoulder. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Here's the 7-day forecast brought to you by VW Southtown. Kristen Van Dyke.
Thanks, Jeff. A tiny bit of snow expected tonight, and then cloudy skies for your Thursday with a high of 47 on Friday. Rain and snow likely with highs in the mid-40s, some accumulation possible Friday night into early Saturday. Going into the weekend, we'll see highs in the low 40s, overnight lows in the 20s and 30s, but we will be back to that sunshine on Sunday. Going into next week, mostly sunny Monday, then mostly cloudy Tuesday with a chance for snow moving back in Tuesday night into Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
35 degrees. Tomorrow morning, former Governor John Huntsman Jr. joins Tim and Amanda to talk about his new role promoting Utah around the world. John Huntsman Jr. at 8:45 on Utah's Morning News, 8:45 when you wake up tomorrow morning. John Huntsman Jr. and Metallica. Only one place you can get both. It's KSL News Radio. That's right.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
When you want a brand new kitchen, there's nothing to it. There's a brand new way to do it. 3-day kitchen and bath.
Maureen from Alpine talks about her experience using 3-day kitchen and bath.
I had for years been dreaming how I wanted my kitchen down to every detail. When 3-day kitchen and bath came, they were thrilled to death that I knew exactly what I wanted. They came back with a drawing and it was perfect. It was exactly what I wanted. They came in, they did their thing, and it turned out as perfect as I imagined it. The quality of it, it's beautiful. It's amazing. It is beautiful. They were efficient. They were trustworthy. The recommendations were unquestionable, and they were going to do exactly what I wanted. I had a lovely experience.
Start your remodel today by visiting 3daykitchen.com.
At 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
Hi, Doug Wright, and I have discovered it is certainly better late than never. Okay, I'm late to the party on Built Bars. Yes, I've seen the Built boards and I've been intrigued by them, and I've even heard some of my friends and colleagues talk about how much they love the delicious flavor and the healthy benefits of the Built Bars, but I just became a true believer with my first order about a month ago. We have made orders since. I love Built Bars, and they are healthier than your favorite protein bar. And get this, how about each bar, which is like a candy bar, tastes like a candy bar, 130 calories to 160 calories, and the flavors are incredible. Dee and I both have our favorites. They are covered in 100% chocolate. Perfect way to keep your resolution this year. Built Bar is the answer. Go to BuiltBar.com. Be sure to use this promo code. It's Doug20 to get 20% off your next order. Use that promo code. It's Doug20.
We're watching Utah's money. The iPhone 12 is a hit. Apple released fourth quarter earnings after the market close. Revenue topped a record-setting $110 billion for the quarter. Profits at Apple were up, but Apple stock was left standing still in after-hours trading. Meantime, if you have an iPhone, Apple is telling you update the software. Do it now because of potential for hackers getting into your phone. KSL Drives, parent company of Fiat Chrysler, Stellantis, is paying $30 million to settle a federal corruption probe. More than a dozen people were convicted in the investigation. Wall Street, terrible today. The Dow down 633. The S&P lost 98, and the NASDAQ dropped 355 points. KSL News Time 555. Cougar Tracks is brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic, and here's Mitch Harper.
BYU's four-game winning streak has come to a close. The Cougars lost their Wednesday matinee to the Pepperdine Waves 76-73.
I put my guys in core positions where it was hard to take care of the ball, and then we didn't function very well lineup-wise in terms of rebounding the ball down the stretch. Those were two really, really important things.
It's the first time in the Mark Pope era that BYU has lost a game against a team that is considered a quadrant three opponent by the NCAA's official net rankings. BYU drops to 13-4 on the season and 4-2 in West Coast Conference play. The Cougars will have some time to make adjustments after the loss, as their upcoming home game against San Francisco this Saturday has been postponed due to COVID-19 issues within the Dons program. The next game for BYU is Tuesday at San Diego. For all the latest on BYU hoops, go to KSLSports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for an incredible free offer.
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're struggling with ED, there is now a breakthrough treatment that the drug companies don't want you to know about. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels. We can now reverse ED without any pills. Even Cambridge University recently tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. If you're struggling, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for an unprecedented offer. We'll give you the initial medical screening, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results. Also, for a very limited time, new patients even get free testosterone. If you want to regain your younger years in the bedroom, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $600 offer free. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. That's Wasatch Medical Clinic. Call now and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.